honesty and trust. You ask the caregiver, what does trust mean? And when you say, what does trust mean? You tell them, trust means you say what you're going to do and you do what you said you were going to do. And if you don't follow through on that, then trust is broken. And it's very hard to restore trust once it's broken. It's almost a simple question. What does trust mean? Because that's what we're looking for. We're looking for, can we trust you? Can the client trust you? And when we tell the client that we're sending a caregiver into their home, that's the expectation, that we're going to send someone that they can trust.
That's A. Lois Smith. She and her husband, Wilbur, are a beautiful and amazing couple who own and operate a comfort care home care agency in Saginaw, Michigan. We're going to hear from both of them in this episode as we continue our series on helping you hire a caregiver for your family loved one. This is episode 31, and welcome to the Raising Rents podcast.
Hello, rents.
That's Anastasia. She's my 22-year-old daughter. My wife Phyllis and I think we did a pretty decent job of raising her. She goes around and calls us rents. But you know what? I'm all right with that, because one day she's going to be raising us. And just wait and see what I'm going to be calling her. My name is Zach Demopoulos. I'm your host, and welcome to the Raising Rents podcast. By the way, this show is made possible with the support of Comfort Care. Comfort Care is a national home care provider, and they truly do help you live your best life possible. Welcome back to the show if you're a listener of Raising Rents podcast, and welcome if you're new to the show. I'm glad you found us. In our previous episodes, 26 and 27, we discussed hiring home care to help you care for a family loved one so that they can continue to live at home independently and safely. Home care is day 17 of the 30-day preparation plan to care for an aging adult. Recently, I was at Comfort Care's national conference and had the opportunity to talk to quite a few owners and operators of Comfort Care home care agencies from all over the continent. I want to share some great tips these passionate providers share with me that come from the experience of hiring many caregivers. Integrity and trust are not the only values and experiences A. Lois and Wilbur bring into their agency. They have real life experiences caring for many family members of their own. Caregivers who have experience caring for their own family tend to be some of the best caregivers and home care providers I've come across. These experiences inspired A. Lois and Wilbur to start their own home care agency.
Unbeknownst to us, we did not know that there was a home care industry in place. And it so happened that my wife discovered through the SBA career coaching that personal background evaluation of our past experiences, personal and professional, and out of that, because we have participated in caring for two grandfathers, three great-grandmothers, and three grandmothers and fathers and mothers, that it was highlighted in our background that this industry was in existence and we were introduced to it.
A. Lois shares some of this experience when talking about Wilbur's mother.
We saw signs of dementia, Alzheimer's, that she was hiding from us because we weren't there, you know, living in a different state. We saw things, but we really didn't know the extent of how things were going. And once we were made aware of the seriousness of it, we went down for what we thought was a wellness check, and we came to find out that she had an Alzheimer's diagnosis, and she was really in end-stage Alzheimer's disease. She had a UTI that compounded the situation. She was hospitalized 2 times. She went into a rehab situation, and because of the Alzheimer's, her body shut down, and she refused to eat or drink.
Fortunately, Wilbur's mother had a directive in place, which guides her children on how to handle situations like this.
She had a directive that said that she didn't want any type of assistance. You know, directive is something that she had done prior to the diagnosis when she was healthy, that said that should it come to a situation where I might require a ventilator or a feeding tube, I don't want. It was a legal document that we had obtained from her attorney. And so at the point where she refused to eat or drink, we honored what she had requested.
I asked A. Lois, were there any signs that you saw back then or now after the fact that might help caregivers be on the lookout for?
Wilbur's mom was a very meticulous record keeper. Mm-hmm. She kept notebooks every year, her income, birthdays, the bills that she paid, anything that was financial or sending out cards or that type of thing. She had a notebook that she kept on a monthly basis.
She kept a calendar.
And she kept a calendar where she wrote on the calendar almost on a daily basis of anything that impacted her in her life. We saw, after the fact, we saw that that record keeping had dropped off maybe like 2.5 years.
Oh, wow.
We saw the evidence. It was like the notebooks were complete up until a point, and then we could see that then it was sporadic entries, okay. And then it just totally dropped off.
I turned to Wilbur and asked him, how does he think family members can find home care providers like you, people with family experience, but also care a lot about what they do?
When you get a sense of the person standing or sitting before you, and they're communicating how much they really care, something internal will alert you that this is the company. If they're just coming in to do the mechanics of offering care and not really caring, you'll pick up on that. And I think that's the key. When they open up and they really take in what you're sharing with them, you make the right selections.
I wanted to make sure I got this right from Wilbur. Is he really suggesting you meet with a home care agency and caregiver in person before making a decision?
Of course. Eye to eye is always best, not over the phone.
I agree with this. I do it all the time with my own potential client candidates and caregiver candidates. And if they're long-distance decision-makers and cannot meet in person, you always have technology on your side today, like Skype or Zoom, and you can video conference them in. So you can be eye-to-eye with your home care agency and caregiver candidate. But when you're with them, what should you ask them?
One of the best questions I've ever been asked was, tell me what you do. And if they explain to you that they take pride in being meticulous about selecting their caregivers, that they have a process which they expose the caregiver to make sure that they're going to meet their standards, and they can communicate that they have some semblance of integrity, the integrity that says that even though you're not there watching them, they're going to do the right thing.
I asked Wilbur if he could share some good advice, since he's got us thinking about observing our family loved ones who we may be caring for, that he could share with you, the listener.
Well, the biggest thing I believe off the top of my head is to always be observant in their environment, where they should be comfortable to move around and be proactive, especially as we progress in age, our gait tend to change unbeknownst to ourselves. And so you want to be as simple things such as trip hazards to prevent falls is a huge. It sounds so simplistic, but it's a huge emergency room visit issue.
Alois adds to this point by referring back to Wilbur's mom.
She knew things were happening, but she hid it from us. And had we been present and able to observe, we would have known at an earlier time, yeah. You know, been able to see what was going on. So I think being observant is critical.
If you're that person that's continuously always there in their environment, you need to have another family member go in there with you, because they may see something that you miss, because you're comfortable in seeing what's in that environment. Someone who may have been not a constant present in that environment, they will see more than what you would see.
I really like Wilbur's last point here. You shouldn't bear all this on your own shoulders. And in fact, it could benefit your family loved one as well. This was episode 31. Join us on the next episode where we continue this series on how to hire a caregiver to help you care for your family loved one. Thank you for listening to the Raising Rents podcast. If you have any questions or feedback, please go to our website, www.raisingrents.com, and click on the contact tab. Let us know about any topics that you may want covered. You can also find the show notes and references to anything we talked about on the website. Until we talk again, remember, our parents raised us. The least we could do is help raise them. Talk to you later.